are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Welcome back, baddies. We have a full episode today. It is Titty Tuesday, Tequila Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Tracy and Jess Tuesday, Alan included. You're welcome. A little side of Alan.
Alan included.
A little shot of Mr. Waters.
We've got an exciting episode for you guys today.
Yeah.
Oh, do we ever?
I mean, talk about conjugal visits.
Dude, all I've been singing all day, like preparing for this episode.
Yeah, I'm excited for this.
Convict music.
Yeah. Locked up. They won't let me out. Locked up.
Yeah, exactly. Bingo.
Oh my God.
So you might hear a few like convict music drops throughout the episode from me.
Oh, for sure.
So we are going to talk today to women who have, I guess it's, well, it's not always a fetish, but women who are either dating somebody that are locked up or what's the proper word? I learned from talking to them.
Incarcerated.
Yes. It's very mature.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is the thing, like, you know, I get it. Sometimes women, you know, you might fall in love and then you find out that they once were incarcerated or during your dating, they might get incarcerated. But then there's women that they look for these men that are incarcerated. It's very interesting.
So this is where this episode started from is I went on live the other day and I was talking about how a friend of mine is so over the guys that she's matching with on dating apps that she actually went on to writeaprisoner.com and found this hot prisoner. And is like writing him back and forth. And like, he's like, oh, send me pictures and this whole thing. And she's like, what do I do? And I'm like, you're the one who started this. Like, you straight up went to writeaprisoner.com.
You know,
knew what you were getting into. And she's like, I think he's so hot. She's like, whatever. He's only in there for money laundering. It's not like he murdered someone. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so I brought it up and a few of you baddies were on live with me and were like, you guys have to talk about this on the show. So I called Jessica. I was like, this is a must needed topic.
I'm about to send. What's the website?
Writeaprisoner.com.
Writeprisoner.com.
Yeah.
It would have been better.
This is not an ad. This is my friend being horny in quarantine.
It should have been like felonfornication.com.
Oh, yeah. Jess should have come up with the words herself.
Or prisonpounding.com.
Yeah, prison pounding. She's a little too fond of the porn categories over here.
I'm sure prisonpounding.com is a thing.
Yeah, it's got to be. Conjugal visit.
Like, I feel like
there's no way anything pounding.com isn't already a site.
GoDaddy.com.
I feel like this is the perfect outlet for someone like Sabotage Sally, who, you know, like her whole fear is that he's going to meet somebody else. Well, he ain't going to the club.
And he's not meeting anybody else who doesn't have anything he's got. So,
and he has to have like minutes per on his phone. So I would just like tally up those minutes.
I don't know how it works.
We're going to find out.
Okay.
Before we start, big announcement, drum roll. Baddie baby shower virtual edition.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yes, I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Save the date for June 13th. We're going to be live on Facebook Live, Alan?
Facebook Live, yeah.
And then the actual episode will air on the 23rd of June. So you can watch it live with us and then hear it again on the show.
Sick.
I'm super excited about that.
It's gonna be really cute.
I'm super excited because there is a baddie surprise for Jessica.
Aww.
That she is not going to know anything about until then. And I was requested whenever this person reached out that they wanted a video somehow. They were like, I don't know how it'd be possible to get a video of Jessica. And when Jessica came to me and was like, can we do a virtual baby shower? I was like, fuck yeah. Perfect. Now everybody's going to see her
like,
face.
I'm so bummed out because my real baby shower was this past weekend and it just sucked. It was like the most beautiful, perfect day. Like the exact temperature. I couldn't have like written a better day. I'm like, couldn't it have fucking rained or something? Like it's been a horrible like day. You know, and it was just like such a like, I don't know. The world was like mocking me, but this made me having a baddie baby shower and like having Tracy here and like going through stuff with her is awesome. And I want to tell you guys, everyone's asking me like, can I send you stuff? You could send me stuff. You could send me a card like, we'll open up cards, letters, whatever it is, you know, to make it fun.
It's going to be really cute. We're just basically trying to find ways to, like, make this these events special. And then I think it's really special because I feel like a lot of people, like, people who are pregnant or people who are supposed to be graduating or whatever, it's like they're being forced to record things more than they would have. And I feel like it's like a low-key blessing because you, you're getting more footage than you would have normally got to, like, keep forever. Like, of course, it's not as special of, like, an event that you wanted, but it's definitely, like, forcing people to take more pictures, take video, reactions, just stuff that, like, you normally wouldn't think of. And I think, like, it's really, really, it's sweet.
Yeah, so you'll be able to, like, watch it and see it and, I guess, interact with us. And Tracy's making save the dates for you guys, too. Yes. So we'll post those on our social.
It's going to be really, really cute.
And I'm registered, finally registered. I cannot tell you how much fun it is to register for stuff.
Yeah.
From your computer. Because I don't know what anything really is.
I went and did a real registry and then I went to the computer to, like, edit it. And I'm like, oh, this is way better on the computer. Dude, like, way easier.
I don't know what I'm getting. Like, without going to a store, I'm like, I don't know what a burp cloth is and, like, nipple clamps. What? Like, I don't know what all this stuff is.
Okay,
like,
I think you're at the wrong store.
I was about to say nipple clamps are definitely not for babies.
But I do have to tell all my pregnant mamas, I'm obsessed with this website called Babylist. Do you know what this is, Tracy?
Babylist?
Yeah, so it's instead of registering on, like, you know, I'm registered at Target, I'm registered at Bye Bye Baby, whatever. And then, like, you know, you see something cute on, like, Etsy or, like, Amazon. So Babylist, pretty much you can post anything from any store, any website, right on your Babylist, and it's all there. It's, like, so easy to go through. So that actually helped me. That gave me, like, way less anxiety because, you know, if I saw, you know, I had to find a goddamn jumper. Do your kids jump in those things? They're monstrosities.
They didn't use those.
They're monstrosities, and I hate them.
Oh, the big ones at Bye Bye Baby were the ones that you hang from the thing.
No, on the floor.
Oh, Skylar used it. The other two didn't.
Bro. They look like something that came out of, like, a horror movie, like, with, like, aliens and bugs. And they're just, like, huge eyesores.
They take up so much space.
They take up so much space. So I'm like, I don't like all the ones at the one store. And then I was able to, you know, go on Babylist and find one that was, like, kind of color coordinated and kind of not, like, insane looking. It was nice. So that was better. And then, like, literally, I was almost done with my registry and my friend was like, you know, Bye Bye Baby is open. And I was like, huh?
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah. So she called and apparently they're like, there's no one in the store. The store is empty. So she went.
Because they're like, nobody realizes that they'd be open because pregnant people aren't leaving their houses.
Yeah. So I went with my mom and I swear no one was in the store. No employees would come near you. It was awesome.
I believe it. Yeah. I fucking hate employees.
For me, I was like, I didn't know where anything was, but it was nice. Like, there was no one there, and it was better for me to see some of the stuff in person, and, like, you know,
yeah.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at. So I'm excited for the Batty Baby Shower. It's gonna be so much fun. I can't wait for Tracy to teach me what everything I want is. I'm like,
yeah, especially those nipple clamps.
Do you?
What the fuck?
Like, I have no idea. And I'm, like, texting my friends, like, do you know, like, do I need this? Like, what is this? You know? And everyone's got a different. I posted in Club Batty about the poop garbage. Do you guys see that?
I didn't use one of those.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, you know, it's time for me to get a poop garbage for the baby. And there must be, like, 100 comments. And I'm like, you guys are fucking real into poop. Like, everyone's very passionate about it, you know? Yeah.
I didn't get those. I just threw them out every day.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were like. It's a waste. Like, they first smell. But then there's some people that swear by them. So who the hell knows?
It's personal preference. But I just couldn't imagine throwing dirty diapers in a container for it to sit there. And then me have to get all of the diapers at once. So every time they pooped,
Tracy,
I just threw it in a garbage and took it out.
I swear to God, I don't know how. I'm like, at this stage of my pregnancy, I'm going to cry, like, talking about it because I'm so emotional. Someone messaged me about a mucus plug and I Googled it and I stopped.
Why would you fucking Google that? Don't ever.
But, like, between this diaper genie bullshit, fucking sucking snot out of noses. Like, I'm so not into any of this. This is not for me.
Mom
it's
life.
Not for me.
Good luck.
Yikes.
I wish you lots of luck. You're totally fucked.
I'm totally fucked.
Yeah, it's too late now. Yeah. It's happening.
She's a coming.
She's coming.
She's coming with a vengeance. Good luck.
Oh, my God. Fuck. All right. So we'll see you guys on June 13th.
It's going to be so cute.
We'll give you guys more information about that in the upcoming weeks. But for now, let's get back to Convict Cock.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. I didn't think we were jumping in that fast, but okay.
Convict
here we go.
Convict music. So,
yeah.
Tracy, I pulled Instagram.
Yep.
And I asked how many of you guys would, like, date a convict.
Mm-hmm.
Would you date a convict?
He was my boyfriend, and he went to jail.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Because you're a ride or die.
Yes. If he was in jail, I wouldn't go looking for him.
Okay. What about if you met him, and then he was like, BTW.
I'm about to go away for life.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, yeah.
Hard no.
No? Really?
No. I like bad boys, but ones I could touch. Like, not ones I have to see through plated glass.
But can I tell you something?
Or talk to on a phone.
Because I feel like we need to put this on your bucket list. Every woman in my research that I spoke to had the same reaction.
That I just did?
They said it's the best sex. Convict cock. It's the best sex you'll ever have.
Why?
I guess because
they're not getting it.
These men are grateful for pussy for once in their lives instead of just expecting it.
I mean,
and like, everyone had the same. And I'm telling you, I spoke with more women than I thought I was going to hear from. They all had the same thing.
If I met him and he was about to get out, yeah, I think it'd be bomb.
All right, so I think there's different levels of what happens when you get mixed up with a dude, and sometimes you're dating someone and then they go to jail after, which is like an insane thing.
That sucks.
We had someone message us on Bad Examples, and this is a crazy message. So she was dating this guy, met him on a dating site, and a week later, she sees him on the news. He murdered his like ex-girlfriend. No, he tried to murder his ex-girlfriend, but killed her like boyfriend. And they're like unborn child. And
what the fuck?
She sent me the article. He's on death row. And I'm like, you fuck someone on death row. Like, that's
crazy.
Well,
one, she's a fucking legend. But then two, that's so fucking scary.
That's so scary, right?
Holy shit.
Like, she banged a guy and a week later he was a like convicted murderer.
She fucking Final Destination'd that relationship.
Yeah, like that could have been her. He was a total psychopath.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Like, I can't.
I don't understand.
I thought it was going to be worse. I thought you were going to be like, and then he did this and now he's on death row and they've been talking ever since. And I was like, ready for the fucking worst. Like, oh.
No, but she says that the sex was fun. Like, she can't deny that.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, crazy sex is the best sex.
Yeah. Well, that's why guys are like, oh, she's crazy. And they're like, oh, I like a little crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like the crazy when we're like, fuck me sideways, not like when we like break into your house and try to beat the shit out of your mom.
There's a difference between a little crazy and I murdered my ex's boyfriend. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Can you imagine you slept with somebody and then that's like what happens and he got the death penalty? Like, that's crazy.
This kind of reminds me of that girl who like posted in the Club Batty a long time ago of like, my friend is on the news because she murdered someone. And she's like, do you
I remember that. And everyone was like,
she started sending us articles.
Didn't she know something that like the cops didn't know and she was telling us?
Yeah. We were like, maybe call the police and keep that.
Like, yeah.
I never heard anything from that. So like, we're not on the list.
Oh my God.
Plausible deniability, people.
Oh, this is another one. This is another great message. See? Oh, it's called a con body.
What?
When, I guess, because like convicts are like, they work out a lot, so they have con bodies.
Yeah. Pretty much like every guy that I date. Fully tattooed con bodies.
Yeah. This girl met this dude who was in Rikers, And which, like, Rikers is pretty serious. Like,
Rikers has done some joke. Shit.
But this is my favorite thing ever. She said, I was worried about having sex with him because he's way shorter than I ever go for. I'm 5'2". He's 5'5". I asked what size shoe he wore. He said 8. I was like, damn, this is going to be disappointing when I finally do sleep with him. Well, we finally had sex. And I could see the outline of his dick in the dark. It was the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life.
See, like, people that are guys that are 5'5", you have to be equipped.
Con bod. Because
it'll give you, like, leverage of being able to be short. Those are the guys that tell you height doesn't matter laying down.
Why don't we talk to somebody who, like, dates guys in prison and see what the allure is? Maybe we'll have a better grasp on it.
I need to understand the why factor. I gotta get it. I need to know.
Hi, it's Jessica.
Hi.
And the whole gang. How are you? So we are talking about, like, convict cock.
Jailhouse cock.
The jailhouse cock and women that, like, love it and, you know, date guys that have gone to jail or are in jail. And you've dated not one, but two.
I have. And yeah, it's for the course of 8 years.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
This is two guys over 8 years?
Yeah. So the first guy I was dating in 2012 or 2013, and he was locked up for 9 months out of our three-year relationship. And then the second guy I actually knew for about 4 years more recently, and we were together for 6 months out of our year or so relationship.
Now, did these guys go to prison once you started dating them, or was it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So you were already dating them and they did something bad?
Yeah, so I was already dating them. My first ex that got locked up, it was actually our anniversary, and he got locked up that day for a parole violation.
Oh my God.
I was mid-making dinner, and I got a call from his parole officer to pick up his car. His wallet, all of his belongings. Yeah, it was just a blast.
Are you pissed at this point, or are you just like, this is who I'm with and I've come to that?
I've kind of, like, come to, you know, whatever terms. I, you know what, I'm still close with one of them. My ex of 3 years, I'm still close with. We are no longer together, but I'm civil with him. We have such a huge past that we just kind of stayed that way. I'm trying to avoid that now, though. I don't need any more of that in my life, but it just so happens the way that it did.
Like, 9 months is a long time. Like, that's my pregnancy. Like, what do you do with someone in the slammer for 9 months? Like,
so he was in Rikers Island. Was in Ulster. Yeah, he was in Ulster County in New York, and then he was all the way up in Canada also.
Oh my God.
So I was going to visit at least once or twice a week or every other week.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no underwire bras, no crop tops, nothing showing cleavage, no, like, open toed shoes. It was very, very weird.
Oh.
Did she get conjugal visits?
The things you do for love. No. So, you know, you could only get that if you were married. And my ex of 3 years, we were gonna do that, but he didn't have that long of a sentence, so we didn't even bother.
I would only date a guy for the conjugals in jail. I think that's the most exciting part.
I was dying. 9 months without it was not the easiest of things, especially to see him. And I don't know why, but it was like a turn on just to, like, see him in, like, that jail uniform. It's really ridiculous to say, but, like, it was like, oh my God, like, you did something bad. Like, it turned you on in a certain way, which is really odd, but yeah, it sucks.
And, like, Tracy, fuck would you do if you had to wear, like, dress like a nun? Like, you couldn't do it.
I'd just wear a sweatshirt.
Oh, and that's the thing. I can't either.
Like, no open-toed shoes.
Both my girlfriends make fun of me for only wearing crop tops. The shortest dresses, the shortest skirt, short everything. I am not made for that life.
So how often are you talking to somebody that's locked up? Like, can you talk to him daily?
Yeah, so we were talking, I want to say probably about 6 times a day or so.
What? How does he get that much phone call?
Pretty often. We were also, like, writing each other back and forth.
Was any of it romantic?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of it was. But see, the problem is, and I've learned this kind of the hard way, they will say anything so that you stay with them. Because normally you're like sending them food or like commissary money. You know, you're coming to visit. Nobody else is really going to visit. So like, they will really say whatever. And I really learned that in my second jail relationship. Because I am now friends with some of his friends, and they're like, oh yeah, he just like saw you as someone who came to visit. Like, he was showing all of us, like,
what a cold ass convict.
He showed all of them the pictures that I was sending him. Like,
what
he was
fuck?
An asshole.
Wait, so the second time around, the second relationship, what was that? Was he got into trouble once you were dating?
So I've known him for 4 years. He was always like not the best of people. And so like when he got locked up, I knew he was getting locked up. He actually was eluding from the cops. And he got caught up in drama, and, he getting locked up. I knew that he was, we started dating. And I knew that he was getting out in 6 months, and, you know, I thought he would maybe change. Of course he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He was really smooth with his words. And,
like all men.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because I knew him for so long prior to him getting locked up, I kind of wanted to make things work with him.
Wait, but was like all your friends and family like, you're dating another convict?
Yeah, my mom wanted
convict
to
queen.
Like shun me. And
convict
she
queen.
Was, yeah, she was not very happy with it. But obviously, it was whatever I wanted to do. I mean, I'm about to be 32, so it was kind of like whatever you wanted at that point.
Like, what are the chances? I mean, do you think it's like a bad boy fetish?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm.
No doubt in my mind. I mean, it's more of like, I did something bad, and even though that's not good of me to think that you're so hot, you're so hot.
Is the sex truly better with a convict?
Yes.
Dying.
Why?
Why?
I don't know why. I have no idea why. I guess it's like the thrill because they're normally more into living life on the edge a little bit. Like the second guy that I was with, like I had sex on his Harley. Like I have never done that. You know, like that in itself is
sounds
like,
painful.
Yes.
Wait, so is the coming home sex just like on another level, like the first time you do it after 9 months?
Well, okay. So once you get past like the first two times,
Alan.
The first two times, it's like the first two times they're like done in like a second. but like after that, then yeah, it's really, really good.
Alan called that. He knew. He's like,
oh yeah.
He's like, you got to give him a few rounds.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Wow. Would you be up for it a third time? I mean, you're like a professional at this point.
I'm trying to not make it a third time. I would love to not make it a third time. I don't know.
Because life, it doesn't make life easy for you, right?
Where I kind of want to settle down. So I feel like I need to find somebody a little more stable that's not going into jail all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like definitely a big issue with the last guy I was with, because he was still living life on the edge after he got out, and I was thinking that he would stop, and he just didn't. That was just
bad boy for life.
Okay, so my question is, can't she just find like a hot guy who looks like he'd be a convict and like buy a dress up convict outfit and make him wear it?
Oh my God.
Like a costume for Halloween. There's convict outfits out there all the time, and date a good guy.
Yeah, you know, that would be probably the smarter idea for me.
But then what kind of guy? If any guy gets in a convict outfit for her, he's going to be just as fucked up.
Yeah. I just feel like that's probably the better route at this point. But it's like the whole Aaron Hernandez thing. Like, he is a freaking murderer, but he's so hot.
Murder like, this pussy!
Like, there's so many good-looking guys. There was the guy that turned into a model that was like
Jeremy Meeks.
I don't know.
I kind of get it. I'm married to the guy that locks up those guys. It's kind of weird, but I guess
it's the opposite.
No, for sure.
But
for
I get sure. it. I mean, like,
it's just a weird, like fantasy, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
What it is.
Listen, if you're going to do it in your 20s, get it out of your system. And then Amen. You can say you did it. You know what I mean? I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I want Tracy to add a convict to her resume.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, I know plenty of them if you need help.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm going to text you on the low.
No, the fuck you're not.
Don't
Yo,
worry.
She's got you, Jay.
I got you, girl.
Wow. Convict music.
Oh, my God.
Yo, she's ready. She's got to at least fornicate with one felon in her life.
Yes.
I have... like acted out fantasies with guys like that.
Oh, breaking news. Tracy has acted out fantasies with guys like that. What were they like? They're like, what do they do to you?
I think it could be offensive to people who have been in that situation. So I can't say it out loud. But I mean, you could use your brain and like figure it out.
Saying? What's she saying, Alan?
I think Tracy's saying that she's played out rape fantasies.
Oh,
I mean, I don't want to offend anyone. It's a very sensitive
topic.
No,
that's like it's a very popular fantasy. It's one of the most popular like fantasies out there.
I know. And then like going to visit him in prison and talking to him and then just like conjugal visits. But it's just not because it's in your own house, but you can pretend that you're not.
Who the fuck would ever divorce you? I would just force you to stay married to me forever.
It wasn't with that person though, so.
Oh, more breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. This was
absolutely
awesome.
Lady.
Yeah, this is great. I love it. And you better keep us updated if you get mixed up with a third.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yes, I will. Hurry. I will contact you guys immediately.
Yeah, because it's honestly, hey, best out of three, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Trifecta.
Absolutely. Maybe third time's the charm.
Yeah, maybe you need to get into like a new like crime, you know, like if you've had like a... you know, the robbers, like maybe, you know, what you got to go a step up.
I've been more about like burglary at this point. Something else.
Yeah, you need like a home invasion next.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you again. You are so awesome.
We love you.
Bye.
I mean, epic. I get it though, because I get the whole like, I mean, I've had sex with somebody in a limo knowing that the limo driver was watching, like stuff like that. Like I've been like, so conjugal visits, like that's got to be hot when you can do that.
Dude, you are the greatest. Wow. I'm shooketh. Another message that I found that was interesting that I wanted to share with you guys was, my mom works in a top level prison and one of her coworkers was escorted off the job for having an affair with a prisoner. She lost her license and her husband left her. They still see her every once in a while because she comes to visit him. They're still going strong. And considering we live in California, working as a correctional is a lucrative career with the amount of money you make over there plus the time you get. Like, it's a crazy thing to do.
This was a story on the news or on Netflix or something, how this prisoner, like, seduced one of the guards and she helped him escape.
Wow. Wait, is that a movie or a real story?
It's a story that was real that they turned into like a show or a movie, right, Alan?
I mean, I recognize it. I don't remember.
I don't
which
remember
one
if it
was
on the news, but it was a thing. He had like her, she set up like a getaway driver. She set up everything for him.
Wow.
But the thing is, like, how are you a female guard in a male prison? Like, every one of them is going to want to fuck you. You just pick the hottest convict and fuck him. Like, they do that shit to people all the time. They bring them into, like, secret private rooms. They, mm-hmm. You see it in movies.
Mm-hmm. It's a ballsy move. Like, there's no shot I could work in a prison. It'd be, like, awesome.
The only reason I'm working in a prison is to fuck the prisoners. It's the only yeah, exactly. reason I'm working there.
Why do you want this job? You don't want to hear my answer.
No. Just hire me and find out in 5 years. Then fire me.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, we're going to talk to a real live corrections officer. You guys know all about BetterHelp. Tracy and I highly recommend BetterHelp for whatever you're going through in your life. Even if you're just trying to achieve your goals, trying to achieve happiness, BetterHelp is there for you. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient. And BetterHelp is professional counseling. And you can talk to a professional counselor on your phone, through text, through FaceTime. They make it super convenient. And you could send a message to your counselor at any time.
Over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists helping you with anything from depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, and self-esteem.
This service is available for people worldwide. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples.
Financial aid is available for those who qualify, and plus the 10% off. You guys are just, this is so important and it's so affordable. There's no other option.
Join over 800,000 people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/bad examples. Oh my goodness. We need a break from this convict. Something light. Something happy. Best Fiends.
Something fun. Best Fiends is our go-to for pretty much everything. When I'm looking to feel like I conquered my day doing nothing, This is what I go to.
I actually feel really bad for prisoners that they can't play Best Fiends.
I mean, it's amazing because it's a unique, exciting puzzle experience unlike any other game out there. They have monthly updates. They have new levels, new events. It never gets old. Best Fiends treats the game like a service for their players. You guys, it does not require internet to play, so you don't need to worry about that, having Wi-Fi access or using your cellular data. They have tons of characters you could collect, and they always have new monthly theme challenges, which is my favorite because I'm always looking forward to the new update. I feel like I'm always in competition with Jessica. Like, I'll play and I'll try to get to a round, and then I'll text her and be like, try to get to this round and see if you could beat me. Like, it's always like we're kind of like making it something fun between us to keep us busy while we're bored.
Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of 5-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Pretty cool. That's Friends Without the
R. Best Fiends!
So for me right now, especially because I'm pregnant, I'm really doing my best to stay healthy and stay strong. And I was super excited when Objective Wellness signed on to help sponsor this show because they target solutions like better sleep, firmer skin, healthier immune system, and their products are crafted with high quality ingredients that are shown to deliver specific results. I love this brand. I think this is awesome. I love any company that is about making yourself better. Objective's ingredients are backed by science. Behind each ingredient, there are scientific studies and endless hours of research. Objective sources active extracts from blueberries, saffron, and even microalgae. Dude, microalgae? Are you kidding me? Objective knows that wellness looks different on everybody, and that's why there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Objective focuses on targeted solutions, giving you support exactly where you need it. I got from Objective this lotion that is for like aches and pains and sores, and I'm not gonna lie, my feet are so swollen and they hurt at the end of the day. So I'm putting this shit all over my feet, and it doesn't have that like smell that makes you smell like an old man with like a broken hip. Objective Wellness helps me feel my best, and they can help you too. Go to objectivewellness.com, use code BADEXAMPLES to get 20% off your first order. If you're not completely satisfied, you can get a full refund. That's the Objective promise. Again, that's objectivewellness.com. The code's BADEXAMPLES for 20% off. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and any products discussed or advertised are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. What if I told you can get high-quality, organic, and non-GMO food delivered to your door for less than you're paying now and help families in need? I'd say impossible, but it's not, because that's what I'm doing since I discovered Thrive Market. As a proud Thrive Market member, I get the products I love, and my paid membership provides a free one for someone in need, like a low-income family member, teacher, veteran, or first responder. So what's cool about Thrive is the Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and values, so like paleo, keto, plant-based, and they deliver the highest quality organic and non-GMO food. And they also offer clean beauty and bath products, pet staples, and non-toxic cleaning products, plus ethical meat, sustainable seafood, clean wine, and more. Shopping on the Thrive Market has been awesome. It's so easy. And instead of walking around the supermarket lost because I'm in the Cheetos aisles, it's like forces you to like make healthier choices and healthier options. In addition to my membership matching, Thrive Market is donating their COVID-19 relief fund dollar for dollar. You can learn more about their commitment to customers and membership matching on their website. Try Thrive Market and become a member risk-free. Go to thrivemarket.com/bad examples. Join today and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit towards your first order. That's thrivemarket.com/bad examples to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 towards your first order. thrivemarket.com/bad examples.
All right, so guys, we have on the phone a corrections officer because we need to know the ins and outs and the details.
Thank you so much for talking to us because we, like, this is an inside to something that we have zero clue about. Zero. So can you tell me, like, what your job responsibility pretty much, like, what does it entail? Because in my mind, like, you bang on, like, prison doors when they're getting loud and stuff like that.
So when I was up in a control booth in a building, where I controlled the doors, I control telephone calls, I control everything.
Whoa, so you got to listen in on telephone calls?
Yes, and they are hilarious.
Oh my God, I want this job.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, so I've got 4 years in my department where I work, and I've heard of the most craziest stuff ever. Basically, to very start at the beginning, I had a friend of mine to where she told me she had a boyfriend, everything was going great. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. She goes, yeah, but I want to be a cop. And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Good for you. I can steer you in the right direction. And I go, so how often do you call your boyfriend? You know, you're going to have to relocate for your job. And she goes, well, I only talk to him for 15 minutes. And I'm like, excuse me? 15 minutes? Like, I used to have 3-hour conversations with people. And she goes, well, he has a time limit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
oh, I bet.
Where is he located? And she told me Northern California. And I just went, is your boyfriend in prison? And she goes, why would you say that? And I go, because they get 15-minute phone calls. And she just kind of was like, paused. And she goes, yeah, he's like a level 1 and 2, which they're like minimum status. And I'm just like, if you're ever going to do law enforcement, you will never do it having that.
Oh, like dating. Yeah. Like, you can't be a good guy dating a bad guy.
Yeah. I'm just like, there's never going to be a time where they're going to accept you when you're dating an inmate, a guy in prison. I'm like, why are you doing this? So let's just say that less than 72 hours later, she texted me saying, yeah, that's over. And I'm like, I kind of figured.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So, like, when you're monitoring phone calls, have you ever had like heard people have phone sex?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
My phone just fell at that very moment.
Oh my God. I looked at the dude and he's a big, big guy, and the stuff that he was saying and smiling at me.
Oh my God.
You're getting her to do that?
Oh my God.
Oh, I mean, she was DJing, let's just say. Holy shit.
Wait a second. So the guy is looking you in the eyes. He knows you're listening in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew him from working in the building for so long, and he's just getting after it with her. And I can hear everything on the other line. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's over the phone.
That's over. Wait, are the inmates?
That sounds like amateur
this
shit.
Sounds,
to me.
This is making me feel uncomfortable. Are they, like, touching themselves? Like, what's happening? No,
I have not seen that.
What's the point?
They're sitting there with their boys, and, I mean, they're just getting after it.
Oh, just so, like, multiple dudes are listening?
No. Yeah, and, there I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't cut them off their phone call, because in my sense, that'd be rude.
Thank God.
But I've heard of a phone call in where a guy lost a poker game, and he called his wife, and he goes, hey, babe, how's it going? She's like, oh, I'm doing good here with the kids. And he goes, hey, can you do me a favor? She goes, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, could you put $100 on my books? And she goes, why? To get more canteen, which is their food. And he goes, no, I lost a poker game. And she hangs up.
Oh, my God.
I've asked inmates in my building this. Why do girls like you guys and not me, where I make X amount of money? I have a house. I have a car.
Right. That's true. I never thought about it. All these girls that, like, love inmates. Like, he's getting out and he's broke.
And they look at us and they looked at me and he looks at me and he goes, we're bad boys.
Bad boys for life.
A lot of these guys, they get really good prison tattoos, and on the outside, I'm not going to lie, they look better than at tattoo parlors.
Right. Wait, so I have so many questions. Okay, so you've listened in on six. Have you, like, is there conjugal visits at your place? At your place?
Oh, yeah.
There is?
There's a guy that I knew that he had done 25 years, and he had 7 kids, all from conjugal visits.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
She got knocked up in prison?
Not yet. Like, what? Wait, so is there like a room that they go to at your place?
Yeah.
You keep calling it your place. It's prison.
Counted and accounted for, I guess you could say. But there are rooms up in the front entrance.
Are they nice?
I've never seen inside of them.
Ooh, that's good.
I just know that they get cleaned, and there's an inmate that I know really well from my building that he hadn't had a family visit in 13 years, hasn't touched a female in 13 years. And I'm like, dude, what's your deal? And he looks at me and he goes, I feel like I lost my virginity.
He was just like in the best mood ever. That's amazing.
In the best mood ever. And I'm just like, dude, I can tell.
Damn, poor guy. Yeah.
He just had that glow to him of like, dude, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, prison glow. Glow up.
And I'm so glad that you guys asked me to talk about this because I love talking about it. It's funny as hell to me.
I mean, your job is crazy interesting. Like every day there's something new going on. Every day it's got to be different and challenging and just crazy. Are you surprised that some of these guys, they get girlfriends? Like, do you know some people that are like really bad guys, like terrible criminals, and they've like get people like women visiting them or writing them, stuff like that?
Oh yeah, I've walked out and I walk by visiting all the time, and a lot of my friends work in visiting, and I just like seeing the type of girls that these guys are with.
Yeah,
and there's some of them too. It's like, so we have a term called LWAP, which is life without parole. They're never getting out.
Whoa.
And some of these guys are like, their girlfriends or wives are supermodels.
And they're on the L walk?
Yeah, and I'm just sitting there. And I mean, I try not to look, but I'm just like, oh my God.
That's
like
crazy.
And then I learned that she's from like San Diego. They drive 10 hours to be with their husband for the weekend and drive back.
I feel like I want to do
and
a
then,
visit.
Even worse is when I actually just shared one of them and on my Facebook, but there was a Fresno CO that was caught having sex with an inmate.
Oh, yes. We were just talking about this, about, like, people that are in charge that, like, fall in love with inmates. That's wild.
Yeah, there was,
Like, is there a lot of women that work at your place?
There are, yeah. And there's a couple of them that are, not gonna lie, they're gorgeous women. It's like, why do you work here?
That's
because they love the attention.
Do they like the attention?
That's... A lot of us question that.
Yeah. 100%. I'm going to stick up for them.
You are. So I worked with one female for about 3 or 4 months to where guys would walk up just to ask her to get a form.
Oh, I want this job.
They would walk
you imagine
up,
the attention?
Hey, excuse me. Can I get a form 22? And she would give it to him.
Yeah, I'd give it to him.
They would bypass me. Hey, can I get a 602? And she'd give it to him. And I looked at her and I'm like, do you understand what's happening? She goes, no, what? And she's like 6-8 months on the job. And I went, they're not coming to me for that. They're going straight to you just to talk to you.
You know what? Finally, women in the workplace are ahead of men. Let's clap it up for the women in the workplace. it took corrections for this to happen, but finally we're getting more respect.
She worked there for the same reason. I would just go walk
there
the halls.
There was met a girl in squad, which is like SWAT in a sense.
Cool.
And when she came in the room, all of the guys were like, we need to meet you. And the whole class walked up and all of us were just like mesmerized because she was like Tyra Banks with a jumpsuit on. It was just incredible. Gorgeous blue eyes, white teeth, slim petite. And it's all like, why do you work here? Oh my gosh.
How?
That's incredible.
I'm telling you, they like the attention.
But, okay, so that brings me to my next point of these inmates that whoever might be dating one, these guys, I guarantee you, have side chicks. and they don't have 3 or 5. They have 10 or 12.
It's a fucking man's world. Let me tell you that. Like, you would think that being locked up for a hideous crime would be the they're lining up chicks?
These guys are sending letters to... I actually saw a letter trying to get sent to China.
Worldwide pussy in jail. It's incredible.
Oh, my God.
These guys talk dirtiest you ever. It's basically sexting, but in a letter. And they're not sending it to you, whoever's out there listening. They're sending it to 5 other women like you. They're,
ever write their letters on a computer and just print out like 5 of them? You know what I mean?
They're copy paste. I will tell you that, to be nice and neat. And these guys are terrible with grammar.
Yeah.
I have to read a letter like 5 different times just to figure out what the hell he's saying. But these guys are master manipulators. They will do anything and everything just to get a dime.
Do you think that there's, like, levels, if a girl's interested, like, maybe to go for, like, a level 2 guy, maybe he's, you know, maybe more honest? I guess it's not a quality you see in, like, guys that are in jail, their honesty.
Let's just say that I can get from brief to more specific. Mm. There's definitely places, like the place that I work, half of the prison is SNY, which is dropouts. From gangs. They want to better their life. The other half is mainliners, where there's Norteños, Serranos, Crips, Bloods. They are still active and they'll do whatever. If a guy walks up to him and says, "Hey, I want you to stab this guy and get 100 extra years," okay, I'm down. No questions asked.
Whoa.
There's a lot of ride or die women.
That's funny that you use those words, because that's literally how one of the girls I was talking to that loves to date inmates said, like, in order to date one, you have to be a ride or die. Like, you have to have that ride or die mentality.
So a lot of these women, these guys start talking to them to get down and deep into, "Oh my God, I want to marry you. I want to be with you. But if you want to be with me that bad, you need to bring in drugs for me. You need to jeopardize your life in order to help mine."
Jeez. Imagine you end up going to jail trying to help your... Like, for just some convict cock, you end up in jail? It's not worth it.
It's bad. We actually just caught a lady about 8 months ago. She had her two kids with her, and we got a tip that she was trying to bring in drugs into one of the facilities we have. Mm. And we caught her, and it's just, if that's your MO, if you really want to be with that guy that bad, you're going to have to do some dirty shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we were, like, a lot of people were saying, like, sometimes try to, like, just get money out of you. Like, you definitely have to be aware if you're really all in on this.
It's basically catfish prison edition.
That's what Tracy had said before.
It's these guys that I see every day in my life. They ask their buddy, "Hey, bro, do you have a sister? Do you have a cousin? Oh, you have this friend that knows her, her, and her. Can I get their addresses or their numbers so I can start talking to them?" And they start out as, "Hey, how are you? This is my name. This is what I do, but I'm bettering myself."
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they get, you know, it's kind of like fishing. You throw out the line hoping to get a bite. And as soon as one sends a letter back, you start sending her more letters back.
The numbers game.
Yeah. And you just reel them in and you can get whatever you want out of them. I mean, women send these guys hundreds of dollars on the daily. And are you ever going to see him? Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe not.
Kyle, this is an incredible sneak peek into...
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is wild. Like,
This is literally nothing that I haven't heard. I feel like this is all men. It's just like,
so it's just incredible on extreme how men. It's just incredible on how beautiful women out there would rather date a guy they're never going to see, touch, or have sex with than a average Joe that they're going to see every day that can take them to a steak dinner and have a good time with.
Damn.
It's just, a lot surprised. Of my friends are like, "I don't understand why all these women are dating convicts and inmates when I'm just sitting here and I can come over to your house and watch Netflix and chill with you right now."
Yeah, I'll finger bang you right here, right now. What are we waiting for?
But again, the letters that I've read, the stuff that I've heard, the phone sex, just everything. I've been walking up stairs to another tier in my building, and I looked at a guy and I yelled his name out, and he goes, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And I went, "Hey, man, what side chick is that? 1, 2, or 3? He's like, "Shut the hell up." I'm like, "Hey, am I wrong? I read your mail."
They have to have all their mail read?
Yeah.
So awkward.
I've back probably 2 years ago, I read a guy's mail. The girl was from Amsterdam.
That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. Yeah.
Amsterdam.
Listen, you've been amazing. Thank you so, so, so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tracy and Alan both say thank you. I'm so happy we got to talk to you and you were able to give us some insight on this because it's incredibly interesting. We might have to do a follow-up episode with you on a separate topic because it's so good. It's so interesting. So thank you very much. Bye. Comeback music. Whew. Whoa.
That's wild.
I just feel like it's like every guy's MO to just bullshit her until she does exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like every guy I've ever talked to, like it's pretty much what I've experienced. Like, let's just say what she wants to hear until she does what I need her to do.
But like, it's something to definitely listen. I don't want to put like all criminals in the corner because some of them like are trying to better their lives. They're all not full of shit.
That's the classic line. Oh, I'm trying to better myself. That's what's getting them time off or getting them on parole.
But like there is rehabilitation. There are people that come out and they don't go back in. You know what I mean? Like that's the goal at the end of the day. But like these guys that are like you said, they're lifers. They're not going anywhere. Like, dude, you can't trust those guys. I love how I'm giving dating advice. Don't date a lifer.
I'm writing it all down, Jessica. Thank you.
Like he works with like the bad, bad guys and they've got 5 side chicks. That's crazy.
So how is that different than guys that are on the street in Jersey and New York?
They're not.
Oh, one's okay. Wearing, I was just checking.
One's wearing a fitted orange suit and one's wearing a fitted hat. That's the difference. All right. Our last phone call for the day. We're going to talk to a woman who is on and off again with a man who committed murder.
Okay.
I think let's call her, shall we?
I have to commend their loyalty and ride or die ability, though, if nothing else.
I mean,
it's seriously commendable.
It's just like that's the wildest part to me is like just how much they're ready to like stick in with this.
Yeah. I always claim I'm ride or die, but then I hear these bitches like bringing fucking drugs and sneaking shit in and I'm like, I don't think I'd shove a dime bag up my ass for some guy. Sorry, I don't think I would do it.
Well, you shoved other things up your ass.
No, the fuck I have not. Anti-anal
just
club.
The tip, remember, Jessica.
You guys are such rats.
Rat. Hey, girl, it's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so happy you're talking to us. We're talking about like bad boys and prison boys and like why women have a thing for guys in prison, why they stay with them, kind of touching on everything. And you said you were on and off again with a guy that is in prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's there forever?
Yes, he is there forever. Yes.
Damn. Now, when you started dating him, was he already in prison?
It was his first go around, so yes, he was. I met him back in 2014, and he was in there for drugs and theft.
You get life for drugs?
Oh, Tracy wants to know what a go around is.
basically, it's not his first time in, so it's not his first go around. It's multiple times, I guess.
Okay, so you were with him on his first go around before he actually went around?
I was with him during, I'm going to guess, second.
And how did you meet him?
Through my best friend's ex-husband.
Whoa.
I guess they were in there for, they were in the same prison together on 2 separate charges. And her ex-husband was like, you know, my girl, she's got a friend. If you want to start writing her, he wrote me.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
A letter got sent to her house, and it was just constant back and forth then.
Wait, so, and like, then, someone actually was like, yo, I got this great guy for you, and you probably were all like, ooh, tell me about him.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you
can write
letters to
him. He's 6'1", he's got muscles, he's also locked up, like, casually.
I'm gonna admit I was an idiot, but yes.
So, all right, you start talking to him like through letters, stuff like that, and you guys have something in common. You end up liking him.
I mean, the only thing we had in common was that we really liked each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
Yeah, I guess you are not into what he's truly into. So when he got out, were you guys together then?
Yes. When he got out the first time, we were still together. I met his mom, his sisters, nieces and nephews. I met the whole family, down to his grandma.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we did all of that, and then I ended up breaking it off with him, and then I got with my daughter's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And left my daughter's dad. We kept in contact then, and then he went to prison while he's in there now in January or February in 2017.
Oh, like recently.
Yeah.
And he got life.
He's in there for life.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah.
Did you like support him? I mean, like, did he have like a trial and everything?
That's fucking crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, he did. He had a full on trial.
What'd he do? What'd he do?
Just ask that.
Is that a Tracy question?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Murder.
You know, murder. You know, the
just a little
thing.
Casual murder.
Yeah. Yes.
I'd be so mad murder. At my man. I'd be like, God damn it. You had to go a murder. Did you support him? Like, did you go to his trial? Did he try to tell you he was not guilty?
Yes, he did.
Oh, did you believe him? Did you believe him?
He put in the work at least.
Yes and no. The yes part, because he is a little psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
The no part, only because he never did it to me.
He never murdered you?
Well, he never, I guess, physically assaulted me. Right. To get him to that, felt like he was going to kill me.
Right. Like, you've never seen that, like, anger in him, that side of him?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like, when you were, when he was in court and stuff, like, you sat there, like, and, like, on his side and, like, did the whole, like, crying thing, like, you were there, for, like, a ride or die?
I never went to any of his trials, because I had Michaela, and, one, I didn't have anybody to watch her, and two, I didn't want to put my life or her life in jeopardy.
True.
That way.
True.
You know, her family, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Her family was at all trials.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want them to get any part of my information and try and track me down and
do all of
this hate crime and stuff. I don't know.
Smart.
No.
Obviously, you don't want that drama.
Wait, I need to know, does he still claim innocence today?
I have no idea.
Wow. Oh, you don't talk to him anymore?
The last time I spoke to his mother, they are trying to heal it.
What is this, when you decided to cut it off with him?
Call Kim Kardashian.
I decided to cut it off with him in January because it wasn't going to go anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. He was like, I can't, you know, I could touch him. You know, when I went to go visit the front, across the table, but that was it. Like,
no sex visits?
No, that's what conjugal visits are. No.
Damn. Forever?
Did you not know what conjugal visits
forever.
Were?
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah.
He's so never supposed to have sex again?
I guess so.
That's a life sentence
in
itself.
He will be 83 when he gets out.
He's going to be a horny ass 83-year-old grandpa. Holy shit. Oh, my That's God. Crazy. He's definitely going to, like, be in all your DMs, and he's going to be 90. Like,
I'm more than likely going to be married and not even going to be worried about social media by then.
I hope so. I hope this guy is not not coming back for more at 90. Wow.
I would hope not. I would definitely.
But you know what? There's something about prison dick, regular dick. They always come back around. They don't go away.
They always come back.
Yes, that is true. But if you find the one guy, I can't really say it because my daughter's around. but the D word, really, really good. Mm-hmm. Then you should be fine.
Yes. Yes. Agree. Agree. I tell Tracy that all the time, you know, like they always come back. Like they're just, they're never done. They're never done. But those are the boys. Man, it's time for the men.
But then I'm done.
Tracy is a MILF. Tracy, you are a bona fide MILF, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
aw, thanks.
Yeah. You are gorgeous.
Not right now.
She said not right now. I'm staring into her beautiful eyes right now.
Neither am I. I don't think anybody right now is beautiful.
So would you suggest Tracy date a convict or no?
Oh, the fuck, no. I'm not. Of course not. Well, like, I mean, responsible, I mean, answer.
If you just want to just write somebody just to get your mind off of, you know, raising three kids by yourself, then do it. But don't make the commitment of ever going to go see them or going to put money on their book. Because that's,
I will never.
Here's the advice.
Ever.
Here it is.
Give
right
anybody
here.
Money.
The best advice, yeah, you can get. Don't give them money.
Right. Because you go in it and, you know, they you guys write back and forth and he's like, babe, I need $20 on my book before Wednesday so I can go get some food. Tough shit.
Tracy's done that before.
Aha, yeah. I would be the one to be like, oh, go, I mean, visit that, him, and then, I mean, take a list of things he needs and then never talk to him again.
You know, I hope and pray that she doesn't go down the path that I did, but if she does, she will definitely know it's not the life.
Yeah, like, I will not. It's not fair to you, right? Like, he's kind of getting all the perks because he's just existing, and you're the one that's, like, losing out on everything. He made his choice. You could have your life still.
Right.
I'm glad you saw that.
I did. With a little help from my mother and my sister, I did.
Wow. Clap it up for your mama. Honestly, they are always right. It's so annoying, but they're always right.
They are.
So are you going to, do you think, like, he's going to, like, come back around sooner than later? Because you guys only ended it, you said, this January?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I told him that, you know, I've moved on and I'm in a good relationship with somebody. And, you know, he's always told me, with the kicker, he's always told me that if I meet somebody, to let him know up front. Don't wait 5 years in and go, oh, by the way, you know, I'm pregnant by this dude, mm-hmm, and I can't come down and see you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, he did give me permission to sleep around, so.
Oh, how nice.
What a gentleman.
What a kind convict.
He said, you know, if I like the penis, then go for it, you know? Hmm. But I don't think he's going to come around. His mother understands that this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, that's 50 years. That's 50 years that I can't give my child a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could, but, you know, you guys know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't do that, and that's what I want to eventually give her and everything else.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. Well, yeah. Listen, I'm warning you, he's going to come back, so just stay strong, you know. You got this.
Where's he going? He's not going anywhere.
You guys are still doing the podcast, of course, Bigger Than Better. We'll do a part two, and I'll tell you guys if he came back.
He'll be back. They all come back. They're like, they're puppy dogs, you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
But stay strong. You got this. We respect, you know, the life that you've chosen for yourself now. And thank you so much for talking to us, Chastity. You're awesome.
All right. No problem.
Thank you.
Guys and Jessica, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you. You're in the home stretch, right?
Yeah. I'm in the swollen stretch. The swole stretch. I'm swollen on every part of my freaking body stretch. So speaking of, we're actually having a virtual baby shower, a virtual baddie baby shower on June 13th. And I'm registered at babylist.com/babycalcione, C-A-L-A-C-I-O-N-E. We will link it in the episode description.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're
the best. Be good. Convict music. So, three different perspectives today.
I learned is hard no from me. It's a no from me.
See, nothing swayed you?
No. The only thing I'd want to do maybe is just, like, go into the prison and just walk around and just get a lot of compliments and then leave. Because everyone's, like, drooling over you. And then you're like, all right, I feel better. Let's go home.
Yeah. I mean...
See, I've been like sitting on, I have a bit of a slight bomb to drop in that I don't like directly have firsthand experience with this. I have secondhand experience with this. My brother has been to jail a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His now wife has been with him and through three different sentences so far.
Whoa, badass Walters.
And this past time it was literally a situation where it was like, if you end up in here any longer, I can't do this. Like I can't.
Oh, ultimatum.
Yeah.
Who knew that one of the Waters brothers was badass?
I wouldn't call it badass.
Water brothers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I love that I'm trying to find all these people to interview and Alan's got a badass brother sitting at home.
He's sitting on a fucking gold mine.
I'm not going to share his charges or anything out publicly, but I wouldn't
need to know.
I would not call him a badass.
Mm. Oh. Womp, womp, womp. So no Waters boys or badasses?
So your street cred is gone just like that.
Yeah, I mean.
I gave you an inch. You didn't take the mile. You didn't even take the inch.
No.
So just good boys. Good boys gone well, around.
He's definitely not a good boy. I'm just saying that like his charges aren't anything that makes him like a bad guy. It's more of things that make him really stupid.
They're all same. One and the same, aren't they?
Same.
Well, what did we learn today, guys?
Don't date convicts. Don't send them money.
Yeah.
But the D is good.
So, all right. Don't date them, but
dick them.
There you go.
Don't date them, just dick them.
Dick them. Convict music.
Got locked up, they won't let me out.
Locked up, they won't let Trey out.
Oh my God.
I'm not paying Akon for that, by the way, so.
All right, guys. I hope you like this week's Convict Cock episode. Mm-hmm. We will see you next Tuesday on the inside. No, on the outside.
Yeah. And guys, don't forget, dick 'em, don't date 'em.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.